Shrug family, we are back. We're hanging out with Emily Schramm this week. Emily's such a gangster. She has what seems to be on Instagram like 35 businesses going on, and she just opened her gym in downtown Denver, Platform Strength. So if you are in Denver, make sure you get over, check out her brand new gym. It looks gorgeous. I've kind of been watching her grow it through Instagram stories for the past couple months. Man. Just put a ton of time, energy, effort. It looks like the struggle is real, that gym owner life. I've been there and built multiple of these things, and it is not an easy chore to be building gyms, running other businesses at the same time, and just I feel like being Emily Schramm by herself is enough of a task to keep all the things going that she has going on in her life. Really enjoyed hanging out with her. This is another one of the shows that we did in Austin, Texas at Paleo FX, and I think you're gonna love it. We even get to go back into the files and make some really cool jokes about the real world and the real world challenges, which I've always been a huge fan of, especially killing it in college when there's nothing to do and all you have is free time and you get to really dig into the nothingness that is reality TV. Really excited to do the show. It was great meeting her, and I think you're gonna really enjoy everything that's going on in her life right now. I want to thank our sponsors for today's episode, Four Sigmatic, my lifesaver at the moment. You guys have heard me talk about them several times on the podcast. I interviewed the founder, Taro, who actually pioneered the medicinal mushroom craze that is going on. If you are an avid coffee drinker like me and are curious about the mushroom trend and the magical health properties behind drinking functional mushrooms, then you need to check out Four Sigmatic. They really make drinking mushrooms delicious and easy to do with their mushroom coffees, superfood blends, and elixirs. All their drinks are organic, vegan, gluten-free, and instant, which is perfect for me. As a new dad with limited time, several projects going on at once, I need a quick caffeine fix, like all day long, with Four Sigmatic. They've always got it for me. So before I forget, Four Sigmatic is offering Shrugged listeners 15% off your first purchase. Just go to foursigmatic.com/shrugged today to take advantage of this incredible savings. That is foursigmatic.com/shrugged. You better know how to spell shrugged for 15% off the entire site. Right now, I've been starting my mornings off with mushroom coffee with lion's mane, which supports immunity, productivity, focus, and creativity. Fun fact, lion's mane was actually used by the Buddhist monks. They know everything to help them focus during meditation. So I found that drinking this in the morning right before heading to the gym is extremely effective. The lion's mane exponentially boosts my endurance, making my workouts feel easier. I wish that was easy was like the real thing. Working out's always hard. It also helps me with memory so I can retain particular exercises quicker. It overall just puts me in a more concentrated mindset while also increasing my metabolism with the caffeine. Highly recommended. This one, I recommend this one for all athletes. What I personally love about Four Sigmatic coffee is that it is made with 100% Arabica coffee beans, and it actually tastes like real coffee, not mushrooms. I mix mine with almond milk, add some cinnamon, and mix it with the Four Sigmatic frother. It's the perfect combination. The Four Sigmatic frother is actually really gangster. If you don't have one of those, you should definitely get one. My wife uses it all the time to mix the teas and the coffees and all the things. Beautiful little froth. Super creamy, rich in consistency, and soothing to drink. So if you haven't tried the mushroom trend yet, you're really missing out. Four Sigmatic makes it super easy to get started and find out exactly what you need. Once you go to their site, you can easily filter by drink type and then the benefits you're looking for, such as productivity, energy, chill, and immunity. They actually just released a new mushroom matcha latte with ceremonial grade matcha mixed with coconut milk. Really awesome for supporting blood sugar balance and gut health. So I highly suggest you go to Four Sigmatic. Trust me, this is a game changer. Once you try it, you'll never go back to regular coffee. Remember, go to foursigmatic.com/shrug to get 15% off their entire site. That is four, F-O-U-R, Sigmatic, SIGMATIC.com/shrug to take advantage of this offer. foursigmatic.com/shrug to get 15% off now. Also want to thank our good friends over at Organifi. Look, we talk a lot about this superfood thing, but we're going to really dig into it. So the three big pieces over at Organifi that they are working on with their green drink, right? Detox, immunity, burning fat. Detox your body with real superfood science. Science superfoods have more nutrition packed into smaller spaces than regular foods. They work synergistically. That means they make each other stronger. And with the right combination, they make your body goals a reality. We use a proprietary method of gently extracting, drying, and powdering these delicate superfoods into all nutritional value, maintaining all nutritional value intact. Each glass of the green drink contains a full serving of Moringa. I bet that's good for the morning. Chlorella, that's green algae, super high in protein, and polyunsaturated fats. Mint, the lifeblood, the adaptogenic herb, ashwagandha, that's the real one. Turmeric, powerful antioxidants, lemon, you know about that, and coconut water. High in potassium, helps transport all these ingredients throughout the bloodstream. Make sure you get over to Organifi.com/shrugged. You're going to save 20% off store-wide. Once again, that's Organifi.com/shrugged. Save 20% using the coupon code SHRUGGED. Now get into the show. This show is going to be awesome. You're going to laugh. I promise. We'll see you guys at the break.
Barbell Shrugged. I'm Anders Varner, hanging out with Doug Larson. And the sweet sound over here is Miss Viviana Smith.
Hi.
We're at Paleo FX in Austin, Texas. Life is good. We just did some tarot card reading. I'm a dog. I don't even know what that means, but we're going to find out a little bit later what I'm supposed to be looking for. We are joined today by Emily Schramm. It would be ridiculous to try and label you in anything because you own gyms. You've got backpacks that are super cool. The black backpack.
Black on black.
Black on black. What's the rest of that song?
I don't even know.
I think people only know that.
Like, that's it.
Black on black.
Black on black. Impact. Yeah. I don't know.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be here. It's been a minute, right?
It has. You were on the show probably 4 years ago.
A lot has
like
changed.
That. Four or five years ago.
Yeah.
Much has changed.
Yes.
Since then.
Much has changed.
You're speaking this weekend, right?
I am. Yeah. I had a great talk yesterday about cortisol dysfunction in the gym.
Saw that. Dude, I want to talk about that on the show.
Yeah. That was really good. Yeah. I think a need for it because we all have some sort of cortisol dysfunction. And I remember being here 4 years ago and I asked about that. So what happens when I'm trying to get strong in the gym, but I have cortisol dysfunction or I have any sort of adrenal pattern that's just not optimal? And the answer was very subpar. So it was my journey the last 4 years to perfect it and figure out a way to like help people. Cause most people think I have adrenal issues, I can't work out. And I just refuse to think that's the answer.
You know why you're so awesome? Because we have to dig right into that right off the bat. Usually it takes a minute before people are like, okay, we're going to talk about real shit.
So we're going in.
Let's go. Cortisol, yeah. Tell us about it.
Well, cortisol, we all have it, and it's a stress hormone, but everyone thinks of it as being something that's bad. And I think it's something that we have to have. So if we have any rhythm of it being too in excess or having too little, our body feels it. So it should be highest in the morning and slowly decrease throughout the day. And that's why we sleep well, or that's why we get tired, because when cortisol is decreased, then melatonin can be produced. And so we start to get sleepy, we start to wind down. And I see all the time, like either one, my mind's racing and I can't calm down and I have a really hard time getting into bed or getting the sleep that I need. Or two, I wake up and I just feel like death. It takes me cups and cups of coffee. Yep.
This coffee has 1 million grams of caffeine.
Yes, it does. And I'm sipping on it. And so this is, I mean, I've worked at Starbucks. My first job was a coffee shop. So I was 6 years a barista. I could have six shots of espresso just to wake up. So I think I automatically started the cycle. Then I started CrossFit. Then I started.
That's really good for cortisol levels.
It's so great for cortisol levels. And then I started my second business, and my body just totally
another
crashed.
Good
so,
one.
Yeah, so yeah. It was just kind of, you know, you're used to a certain number of things on your plate, but there's always something that tips it over the scale. So people are like, yeah, I can operate. I'm crazy busy. I'm crazy stressed. And then all of a sudden, it just tanks. And so this is when hypercortisol, so excess cortisol, becomes too little, and we have that hard time getting out of bed. So. Yeah. If cortisol is too low, what is the optimal thing to do in the gym? Because most people will say, don't work out. You have to heal cortisol before you can get into the gym. And I do think there's something, there is truth to that. You can't, I think anaerobic exercise is the worst thing to do when you have cortisol dysfunction. But there are ways to help, because for me, there was no other option. I'm not going to just not work out. And I probably did the stupid thing. This was about 3.5 years ago. And I just was like, well, if I can't do anaerobic exercise, because I clearly feel like crap, so headaches after you work out, or shaky, which I see a lot for athletes, it was like, well, let's do Smolov. So I spent...
Great idea.
I spent like 10 weeks doing a Smolov program.
Yeah.
But it was awesome because it was actually giving my body a break in some ways because I was competing in CrossFit.
If doing Smolov... is
a break.
The answer taking to a break. Taking a break. You are a train wreck.
I know, I was.
That's unbelievable.
It was. I was definitely a train wreck, but I had to pick something. So I found, obviously, like, my biggest thing is with athletes with SI pain or deactivated glutes. We all know how to activate glutes, and you can't work out without glutes firing, but no matter what I was doing, with my adrenals off, my glutes wouldn't fire. So that's a big piece of how do you work on getting your glutes to fire and your adrenals in a place that you can maintain Smolov. You can do a squat program or you can deadlift without hurting yourself because for the first time ever, your glutes are doing their job right.
So you mentioned a couple of like symptoms of potentially having some type of cortisol dysfunction, saying headaches after your workout, maybe a little shaky. I'd imagine there's many different things that could lead to a headache or many different things that might make you a little shaky after a workout. Mm-hmm. Something as simple as having low blood sugar you haven't eaten that day could cause something
like
that. How would you know if it was cortisol dysfunction or adrenal fatigue that's contributing to that? You get simple blood tests or?
So with cortisol, you can test it a few different ways. I think the most common is salivary, but the most efficient or the most comprehensive is Dutch. So it's a urine test that you can check your cortisol levels throughout the day. So it's an expensive-ish test. So I think it's something that's really for people that want to also test their hormones and see how long the problem's been going on. But the people that come to me are really like, I've been crushing the gym and my muscle definition is going away. Like, I should be seeing some results, and then now I'm starting to gain weight in my mid area. This is like the telltale sign of cortisol. So it's usually a weight loss, weight plateau issue for my athletes. And then I start to see the symptoms of, okay, we are crashing and burning after these workouts. You're pushing it really hard. Because that's the thing, is you see more weight gain, so then let's work out harder. Let's eat less. And you might do it intuitively or not, but it's just one of those things that pushes you more into the problem of we got some cortisol issues that are not going to be healed this way.
Have you looked into Paula Quinn's biosignature stuff?
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about?
A little bit, yes.
Yeah.
Give me more.
I don't know all the details, but more or less he has, you know, probably decades worth of blood tests and decades worth of body fat measurements, and he's done all these correlations too. If you have high cortisol, then you tend to store belly fat. If you have high insulin, you tend to store love handles. I don't know if those are right, but
that.
Like if you have a certain hormone, body fat is stored in a certain place, and he has maybe a dozen or more of those things.
Those checkpoints.
I don't know all the details, but when you said high cortisol and belly fat, I was wondering if you were following that in some capacity.
No, I mean, he has those seminars, right? So they.
I'm not sure all of his current seminars, but you can definitely find it online.
Yeah, I think that's what I was looking at. I will. I don't know for sure. I know with insulin, we all have insulin issues, and I especially see this with CrossFit athletes, is that when they eat, even if they have like 50 grams of carbs, they get so tired after they eat. And I was so fascinated by it because I was like, why is there insulin issues with athletes? Because their carbohydrates aren't low enough for them to induce insulin resistance, which sometimes happens with keto people. And I found out that your cell is so damaged so much with CrossFit that you lose your ability of insulin, like insulin receptors stop doing their job. I thought that was fascinating. I was like, you could eat the best thing, but you can work out so hard, you can damage your insulin receptors. That's a problem. That was a big eye opener for me.
So we have this model with CrossFit you've mentioned a couple times, and it's this constantly varied functional movements done at high intensity. And in 11-ish years of doing this CrossFit thing, it's like, I've always just thought, especially towards the end of doing it, like, can't we change that model to, like, appropriate levels of intensity, which is way broader and harder to scale and not as sexy and it's not as cool. But what does that look like for you in your training now? Because I think high intensity every single day, like, one of the things we're getting to as just a general understanding is high intensity every day is very – it's not conducive to long-term success. So what does appropriate levels of intensity look like to you?
Yeah, I think it's listening to my body for the first time in my life. I'm always going to have an athlete mentality, and that's why CrossFit has such a draw, because originally it was accessible. The workouts that you see that they did in the games, how many years ago, we could do right now. So I think it's really interesting because it started off as, okay, former athletes, get that competitiveness out, be a part of it. You can drive yourself a little bit further, but still somewhat get at an elite level that you might have missed out on. Because I think most CrossFit athletes are just former competitive college athletes, right?
Weightlifters. Yeah. Then when we were like, oh, you want to weightlift with me, against me? Cool, let's go.
Yeah, totally.
I'm in.
Yeah.
I'll battle you in back squat
today. This is
the
best workout ever.
I'm going to put it online and everyone's going to see it.
But that's obviously had a huge divide, because as people get better, it's less and less accessible, but the general population I don't think realizes that.
Yeah.
Like, they still are aiming to hit those levels that they just don't know to say no to. So I think that for me, it's really like, one, the adrenal issues that I had with the SI pain and the shift in my squat, and then really understanding that my recovery and my results came from healing inside out was like, wow, if I don't get my shit together inside, I'm gonna keep perpetuating this income, this outcome, and it's gonna make me look worse and feel worse.
Yeah. How long does it take? Because I'm very much on the same journey, and understanding that this fitness thing used to be about the external, like, what am I squatting? What's my Fran time? What is this? What is that? Like, how do I stack up against everybody? But now I look at it of, how am I, like, serving my body? How am I connecting with my body? Mm-hmm. How am I able to come in and do the best thing for me?
Mm-hmm.
What does that journey look like for you? And just endless injuries? What is it?
God,
what's the process been?
It's still a journey.
Right?
Yes. It's
the
every
best.
Day.
So cool.
It's every day. Because I think for me, it's the one thing, especially snatches, especially clean and jerks. That's the one thing where I cannot think of anything else in my life. And it's really hard for me to not go too far, because when you are busy, when you have businesses, when all you do every single day is check emails and make sure things do the things that need to be done in order for myself to get paid, the gym is the only way for me to not think about it. And the faster I go, or the with someone next to me, if Doug and I are doing it, the less likely I am to think about my phone and my emails and all the things that I have to do that day, because he just distracted me. And I think there's just such power in that. So I do love working out with people, but I also have to, like, tone it back as much as I can. So I do a check-in. I sometimes check my urine, I swear to God, to see if there's protein in it, to know if I'm under-recovered. If I am, then I...
What's that look like?
It's easy. It's like you can get them on Amazon for like $15, a huge pack of 150, and you just pee on a little piece of paper and it tells you, are you recovered? Are you actually hydrated? And that is a huge indicator of how much I'm going to sweat and how much I'm going to push it in the gym. And then I get to the gym, and if I'm not dialed in after 8 minutes, I have this 8 minute rule because I'm obsessed with the number eight. If 8 minutes, you know how you start moving and you're like, at first you're like, this sucks, I don't want to be here, I don't want to do it. But after 8 minutes, you're usually dialed in. You're like, oh, this feels pretty good, I'll stay around. But at 8 minutes, if I'm like, this is getting worse, and what they talked about it on the panel a little bit yesterday, is if it's sometimes goes the other way and you feel like, oh, I'm really still pushing through this workout, then I foam roll and I go home. And that's been a really tough thing for me to learn. But the alternatives actually that have helped are really, really, really hot baths and saunas. I have a little sauna in my
sauna.
House.
Yeah. See, I'm creepy. I just met you 20 minutes
sauna
ago.
Sauna every damn day.
I know you sauna every day.
Every damn day.
Dude, that's so creepy.
So it's good because I'm hot and I feel like I'm doing something. And I know I'm doing something because of all the benefits of being excessively hot for your brain. I've had a lot of concussions, so I really care about my brain first, and I can tell if I'm not dialed in after 8 minutes, I just call it a day.
So I didn't expect you just now to say brain specifically. What are the benefits for heat?
Well, it's so fun. Rhonda Patrick, who we all know, I think, she's just incredible because she kind of dialed this in. Yeah, and Wim Hof has been an awesome, or Aaron, what's his full name? Shoot, it's not Wim Hof. The breathing guy. Wim Hof. It's Wim Hof. Okay. Is that his name? Yes. Is his actual name? I thought it was his method.
Wim Hof method.
Oh, okay,
perfect.
Got it. Okay, cool.
For sure. He's all about cold exposure.
Yeah, so but I hate cold. I mean, I know it has the benefits. So I dug into Rhonda Patrick and just having that release of that protein that really just helps your brain live longer and your mitochondria be produced more. Near infrared, especially that red light, it's shown within 30 minutes of exposure. Like, sometimes I'm like 5 inches away from my head with the red light. I'm sure somebody will say you should absolutely not do that, but it's shown to lower anxiety and depression just with 30 minutes of exposure a day with people with really severe depression and anxiety. So I'm just like, you know, I have all the boxes checked, like a gene testing, all the things, especially on top of that, concussions. If I don't take care of my brain, I'm going to run into a problem in 20 years.
Do you know how much the red light is different than just going and standing in the sun? Like, if depressed people spent more time in the sun, would they also potentially get better?
Yeah, I think that's more serotonin related. So vitamin D is connected to your serotonin levels. And I love vitamin D for so many different reasons, especially with cortisol issues. If you have no exposure to sun, you can't sleep as well. So having that increased D level, but near infrared, the red light specifically stimulates ATP production in a way that I don't think sunshine can do.
So you said you had started this journey, you know, 4 years ago to kind of finding yourself internally and then dealing with it externally. What was your tipping point? If you can, you know, think 4 years back, what was the wake up call, you know, that said, hey, I got to stop?
Well, the wake up call was trying to compete at a CrossFit competition with like adrenal supplementation in my pocket, because I was like, this is a problem. What am I doing? Like,
in your pocket?
I swear to God.
Wait, hold on. Is this like a vial?
No, you know, like little those Reebok shorties. Yeah, they have like a little key spot.
Exactly.
They
still
do.
You
know what I'm talking about? I don't know.
Because it's the only person I hang out with that wears girls' pants is Colton. So
the key thing is still there.
Yeah, he knows about the key pocket.
I love it. And I remember finishing it. I was like, one, I didn't even see it as a problem. I was like, I got to get through this last day of competing. Yeah. And then I just took a whole week to recover. Yeah. And I was like, I feel like death. I'm not doing my emails. This just is, what am I trying to prove? Like, coming to myself and being like, why did I just do this? Why am I trying to be this person when I'm clearly, my body saying, don't do it? So it was a very come to Jesus moment of like, let's heal and see what that looks like. And I think that was my tipping point for sure.
Recently did I listened to the show, you mentioned it a little bit, the genetic testing. Mm-hmm. And because of your show, I also have a friend that lives in Denver that is doing the exact same program that you did, and he calls me all the time, and it's like this long, drawn-out conversation. It happens to be really freaking interesting, though, of how people are able to get in, check out what's going on, and then from everything you put into your body, they find the deficiencies. Where did you find out about this whole thing? You were literally the first person that I even like
heard
introduced
of that, yeah.
me to what was going on.
It's so awesome. So everyone knows 23andMe is kind of the standard test. And I had done 23andMe before August of 2017. And in August of 2017, they changed their testing. And so now I was like, well, what do I do? Because I have all this amazing information. I plugged it into a software that this guy, Alex Swanson, created. And that's who I interviewed. Nutrition Genome is what it was called. So he takes your 23andMe data, plugs it into the software, and it shows you food-based and supplement-based and lifestyle protocols to work with your genetic kind of epigenetics. Like, what is your tendency based on your genetics? And so I had heard of it through this amazing lady named Sarah Morgan, who worked with Alex Swanson. She actually just launched this Buddies in My Belly, it's a kid's book with little plush dolls that represent probiotic chains that affect specific neurotransmitters. So people with GABA issues or anxiety issues usually have a hard time with bifidium. So that's the probiotic they should get. So it's like a super cool. So she introduced me to Alex Swanson, and genetic testing is incredible, especially athletes. I learned like some cool stuff about athleticism. The most important thing for me to learn was the way I handle inflammation. It's just not good. I don't do a good job with it, which is why if there's a lot of it, my body starts to shut down.
And that probably, were you able to see any correlation between the results on the test and maybe some of the cortisol stuff you were dealing with way back?
No, I think that was all self-perpetuated.
No sleep, overtraining, multiple businesses.
Extra pre-workouts, 2 days.
Yeah.
I think that was all me. I mean, there was a lot. Like, I got this crazy, this is the craziest story, but I actually got a piece of pulled pork stuck into my tooth for like a long time that caused a bacterial infection. So like that was
delicious.
Really, yes, it was like it was horrible.
Pork.
Yes, it really was. It was like bacon. You just betrayed me.
What's a long time?
Let me down.
How did Floss not find this piece of pulled pork?
Well, no, my dentist wouldn't believe me because I was like, there is something. It was like unflossable. It was almost to my bone. That's how bad
did
it was.
Did you have like a callus on your tongue? Because anytime something gets in your teeth, you're like digging.
Oh no, no. I think I just didn't even know it was there. It just was there. Oh. And then
started to feel it.
And then I was like, oh shit, what is this?
There's a thing growing in here.
Get it out. It took her like a good 10 minutes to believe me. I was like, just get
look.
It out.
We interviewed Paul Cech and there was like an entire piece of what he was talking about. He was like, your jaw makes such a difference. He was like, has anybody ever gotten a sesame seed stuck in their tooth? And everyone's like, yes, what's going on? He's like, well, that'll just mess your whole world up from your axis to like your pelvis. Mm-hmm. And it was like, all right, Paul Cech, let me just get the thing out of here.
Yeah, like the water
real
pick.
Life
I'm a big believer
this, right?
in the water pick. The water picks are amazing. If you don't have this.
I was recently told to get one. Are they as good
on
as
on Amazon, $20. I have one to travel with and I have one at home. They are life changing. You'll never have to floss again. I just hate flossing and you just.
It's just water pressure that
just
you use
water
for floss?
Pressure. Yeah, it's just like a little dentist machine.
Yeah,
you just
I had
turn
braces,
on.
I had one to get all the things.
No
out
more
of
pork. No more pork. Yeah, pulled pork makes me terrified.
So what changes have you made though because of that genetic testing? Like that's been a really interesting process for watching my buddy go through because the gut health thing is so wild and it digs into that.
Mm-hmm. It does. It's really cool. So for me, I love supplements. I'm a big believer in supplements. Like I really do have 10 pounds of stuff here of supplements. So I just kind of dialed in what my, especially liver and my detox pathways needed, glutathione. I really think turmeric, if I don't have it, I just wake up like a groggy asshole. It's just like a lot of little things where I was like, okay, if I stay away from the foods I'm eating, increase my intake of beets and extra greens, which I try to do anyway, what can I do to help with my methylation? So it was really adding in or making sure that my B vitamin had enough folate and MTHF, and then I also add glutathione. And it just helps my body get rid of any inflammation that it has a little bit easier.
Have you noticed any difference in
the gym? Oh, it's game changer. Well, the gym's not open yet, so that's the best part is like the stress of getting to the gym.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I shouldn't be able to do if it wasn't for the supplements I take and the way I ate and the things that I said no to, I think I wouldn't be able to do the five things that
what's going on with your gym? You're opening right now.
Yeah, so we're opening right now.
What are you
right
doing here? I've opened a couple gyms. There is no way I would be here. Chaos going back in the house.
Yeah, we're far away from it. So we still haven't even started the build out, but we'll hopefully open in July in Rhino area in Denver, which I'm so stoked about. It's my favorite area. And I think for right now, it's so cool because I started off online like 6-7 years ago, worked backwards where usually most people start in a brick and mortar and then it builds up to online or whatever it is, but it's been fun to have the MFit challenge, have these MPACs, have these teas, and now I'm like, I want a home. I need a place for these to come together, and so it's half tea bar, half strength training. It's going to be dope.
Also,
can't wait for you to visit.
Everyone I know that does stuff online eventually is like, I need to have a physical location. Mm-hmm. This is just not doing it for me.
My house
having both is dope, though.
Yeah, it is. It is, and I'm very lucky, and I'm very grateful for it, but I'm really ready to be out of my house. Office.
Yeah.
So what's the vision for the gym? Is it a unique spot that is unlike any other gym in town?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
what
does that look like?
Well, I wouldn't create anything unless it was, something different. And so it's 24/7 access strength and conditioning hybrid gym. So for me, I want a place where I can Olympic lift and I can also do some tricep skull crushers and not feel judged. And I really, really am excited because it's platform based. So those Olympics full squat rack platforms and then bodybuilding on the other side. So group classes, but really just a home for people that have a program, want a program, but also don't really, we're just sick of pushing it too hard. I've had a really hard time post CrossFit competing to figure out where I fit. And so I'm going to create it.
It's really cool. We get to go around and clearly see a lot of gyms. And when I opened my gym, it was like pure CrossFit, as hardcore as we can get. And then now when we go and visit some of these places, I'm like, man, it would have been really cool if there was like just some bodybuilders in the corner, like getting after it.
Place
it'd be really
everybody.
Cool. Yeah, if there was like some of these like movers over in the corner doing handstands, and like everyone could just see what's going on.
Yeah, it or some moms on a spin bike. You know, like what speaks to you? Yeah, totally.
Find that common ground between everybody.
There's so many burnout CrossFit athletes that still want to do some CrossFit. Ish things, and then like really like the second half of the workout is like all bodybuilding.
Yeah.
So I think you're really riding the front of that wave right now.
Yeah.
Like the functional bodybuilding thing's coming in really strong.
Yeah.
Everyone's ready for it. If you have a gym that like is niched down to that crowd in a big city, I think you'll smash.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I hope I smash. I just think it was and it was honestly out of this adrenal thing. Like, what do I do that's good for my body that I don't continue to burn myself out? I have to run my businesses hopefully really well and also maintain my fitness level. And so I think especially business owners, how do you balance that line? And the way you do it is by the way you what's your output? What's your exercise look like? Because if you push it a little too hard in the gym, you're going to feel it when you're trying to answer emails and trying to get creative for the next challenge or the next thing you need to launch.
Right on. We're going to take a break. I want to get into the Meathead Hippie when we get back.
Bum, bum.
We're supposed to be hanging out with you all the time. I'm only somewhat hurt by this. Meathead Hippie when we get back.
Truck fam, hope you're enjoying hanging out with Emily Strom. She's such a gangster. Want to thank Omax Health. Want to discuss omega-3s for a minute because Omax 3 Ultra Pure, the purest omega-3 supplement on the market. They wanted to sponsor the podcast. In case you're unaware, omega-3s have been touted as one of the healthiest supplements, but many have questioned whether this fact is too good to be true. So you guys know that I do my homework on every potential sponsor on this podcast, and after talking to them too, Omax 3 and trying their supplements, they are definitely a must try. Before I forget, make sure to visit tryomax.com/shrug to get a box for free. Again, that's tryomax.com/shrug for a free box. Over 75% of Americans do not get enough omega-3s in their diet, and you're probably one of them. So let me tell you why they are so important to your health. Number one, they alleviate joint pain and muscle soreness. You probably have a lot of that because you do the fitnesses really hard. Yep, you've got joint pain and muscle soreness. Omega-3s make you feel your best, especially post-workout. They can also improve focus and memory, boost cardiovascular health, and more. You're also probably wondering, what else makes Omax 3 different from other supplements on the market? I love them because no fish oil burps. Those are so gross. You don't need that. You've probably seen some of these supplements at the store, but many of the top sellers simply don't contain enough omega-3s to give you results. Omax 3 Ultra Pure is almost 94% pure omega-3 fatty acids. It's the purest concentration on the market. They have a patented EPA to DHA ratio of 4:1, specifically engineered for inflammation and joint pain. They have this cool thing called the Freezer Test Challenge. Basically, if you freeze any other omega-3 supplement, it'll get cloudy. That's all the filler. But an Omax-3 soft gel remains clear. It's that pure. Omax-3 is clinically tested, so it's safe for you and your family. The purest option, no fish burps. There are many omega-3s on the market, but this is the purest, most potent, most concentrated one. So whether you're an athlete, student, busy parent, gamer, are you a gamer? Are you really a gamer and listening to Barbell Shrug? Get in the gym. Stop sitting on your butt playing video games. Or working professional, almost anyone can benefit from Omax 3 Ultra Pure. And best of all, you can notice the positive effects within days. Go to tryomax.com/shrugged today to get a free box of Omax 3 Ultra Pure for free. Can't beat that price, huh? For free. That's tryomax, tryomax.com/shrugged to get your free box of Omax 3, tryomax.com/shrugged. Do it. Also want to thank, Viori clothes. I'm currently wearing them right now. I'm holding my 12-month-old. I'm wearing these gangster Viori joggers that are so comfortable. I wore them on the plane yesterday. I'm wearing them today. I'm going to wear them in some pictures later because then when you see my pictures on Instagram, you will double tap them because you're like, damn, that kid looks good in those Viori pants. They're super comfortable. I love them. They fit well, which never happens when you go and buy these nice looking clothes. Designs are great. It does not look or feel like traditional athletic gear. They actually have clothes that fit our gigantic rear ends because we squat too much in the gym. They're perfect for working out, activities, hiking. I'm about to go hiking. I'm in Tahoe. It's beautiful. We almost ran into a bear last night. I'm pretty sure even if we ran into the bear, the Vuori pants would have held up. Running, training, versatile nature. I love these things. So what is Vuori? It's a new perspective on performance apparel. It's perfect if you are sick and tired of traditional old workout gear. Everything is designed to work out in, but it doesn't look or feel like it. You'll want to wear it all the time. I actually do wear it all of the time. The product is incredibly versatile. It can be used for any activity like running, training, spinning. I don't spin. Yoga, I do that. But it's also great to cruise around in the rest of the day as well. An athletic clothing company focused primarily on men. Finally, try this new gear, this athletic gear for yourself. Vuori is offering listeners, shrugged listeners. You guys, I think we're the only people that Vuori is sponsoring their show because we are the coolest and we dress the best, I think. I think so. Vuori is offering Shug listeners a special offer. Go to Vuori-clothing.com. Vuori-clothing. I'll spell out clothing because you might not know how. CLOTHING.com. And enter the code SHRUGGED25 at checkout to get 25% off your purchase. Once again, VuoriClothing.com, VuoriClothing.com, and use Shrug25 at checkout. Yo, team, go get the clothes, go get the coffees, go get the fish oils, get after it. Back to Emily Schramm.
Well played.
Well played.
Welcome back.
Thanks. Good to be here.
Sorry, that's Colton. He's
the man.
He is the vibe creator. Anytime something happens, Colton comes in, it's like the perfect song to cool the mood. He's in charge of the vibe.
Very chameleon of you.
Very, very chameleon. Meathead Hippie.
What's up?
I really dig the podcast. It's so awesome. You have such a really cool take on just everything you're doing because I know you come from the strength and conditioning background, and then along this journey, I feel like we're on the same page here, right? Well, I think it leads – every time you're just on the journey, you always start out pushing the external, and then all of a sudden you realize, like, you have to kind of have a little bit more of a conversation with yourself. But what kind of started it? What's the goal with the podcast?
With Meathead Hippie, I think it's really – I just need to be stimulated. So I was online for – well, I am online until this gym opens. I don't do any one-on-ones. And I think I had this huge hole missing in my own life where I feed off of other people. And when I did a personal training session or when I coached a class, like, I walked away feeling like – on top of the world, and I was missing that so much, and so I just wanted to start having good conversations with really awesome people. So that's how it started. Is it fed me in a way that I thought it was just a way to put out more content, and then it turned into like, this is my therapy.
Yeah.
This is incredible.
Yeah.
So for me, it's really just, you know, I love lifting weights. I love it so much, but I also think the other side of me of herbal teas and spirit animal cards, and if I, you know, all the Palo Santo. I mean, I'm pretty hippie. I take a lot of.
You're in Denver.
I'm in Denver. I take a lot of flower essences. So.
You just what?
Flower essences.
Tell me about it. What am I missing? How about that? Not what is it? What am I missing?
This is so cool. So flower essences, I didn't even believe them until I started doing muscle testing on people. And when I became a nutritional therapy practitioner, I wanted to care about adrenals and gut health. I wanted to master it. But I really wanted to go through this technique that taught people how to muscle test and see, you know, physically what's the change in your organ affecting what muscle, which is why glutes, adrenals, that whole talk, that's how it started happening. So anyway, what you can do is if somebody can't open up, which means they cannot get into an energetic place where you can muscle test them well, one of the only things that will work is if I just put flower essences on their tongue. So an immediate response, relax them, let go. And really what it is, it's a flower and you sit it into the mother. It's called mother, so it's just mountain spring water. This is crazy. I'm sorry. You put the flower in the water.
I'm engaged. Let's go.
The sun sits. You have to have it in direct sunlight for at least 4 hours, and then it's diluted and distilled in alcohol, just like a tincture. And so each flower, like chestnut, or I mean, it really is. Bach Flower is the guy that mastered this. So Dr. Bach. Actually, I don't even know if he was a doctor. Hippie Bach. We'll call him Hippie Bach. And he has these huge line of flower essences, but it's really just combinations of things that help you with your specific needs that are energetic. So like for me, I have a tendency to not let things go. Like somebody honks at me, I'm like, what did I do? Why did I do that? And I just, you kind of hold on to it. And when you're more and more stressed, you hold on to those little things even more because they bother you in a way that if you were open, it wouldn't. And so I think a lot of humans have that issue, is like, okay, I can't relax, but then I can't, everything's happening to my life and I can't relax, and it just perpetuates it. So flower essences are just a very simple way to get somebody back into their body. And it's shown, it's never going to be scientific. And so people always say it's placebo, but it is shown to release energies. Like if you can take them consistently for up to 2 weeks, four times a day, energy patterns that you've had your whole life can start to go away.
Who cares if it's placebo? I go to the sweet yoga class and the little yin master comes over and she's like, how about some Reiki? And she rubs her hands together and places them near my forehead. I'm like, no problem. This is radical. I'm meditating. You just did some weird witch doctor stuff.
Oh,
I don't even care.
I should show you just my purse. Do you guys want to see this?
Yes.
This is so ridiculous.
Get this on YouTube.
Right.
Here
this
we go.
This is like what I carry. So first I have my Palo Santo. You guys have seen this, right?
We burn this.
You burn this. Uh-huh.
It's like
what's really cool with Palo Santo, so it's called Hollywood. So it's just like sage. You can burn it, and it instead of clearing, it grounds you.
Cool.
So it's really good for grounding. But if it doesn't burn, it means the Palo Santo did not die naturally. Mm. So someone did a really not good thing to that tree.
Have you been accepted by any Native American tribes? As like a medicine doctor over here.
No,
with
I think in another life I want to be a shaman.
There
this
you
is
go.
One of my favorite things. You
could
guys
do
have
it in this life if you really wanted.
You guys
to.
Have seen this, right?
No.
The
no.
pendulum? What? So my mom introduced me to this. Maybe I get it from my mom. I mean, my mom's a pretty. She's a little bit of a witch in like a really good way.
In a good way.
Yeah.
So this is a pendulum. So it just sees energy. So it says if energy is more masculine or feminine, or if you're having a hard time with a decision, it says yes or no. It's super hippie. I'm going to shut the purse there.
We're going to do the pendulum afterwards.
We'll do the pendulum.
I want to know.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Good.
So wait, did you give yourself this name or were people friends of yours?
My
like,
boyfriend.
Like referring to you as the fucking meathead hippie and you were like, oh, that's
my boyfriend. We were trying to, he was like, someone was trying to explain me and he was like, no, I don't think that's it. I think she's just a meathead hippie. I was like, that's the best. That's my podcast. That's what we're going to call my podcast. So it was my boyfriend, but it's perfect. Mm-hmm.
You still identify as a meathead these
days?
Oh,
God.
We went far down the hippie track. So I get the hippie piece. The meathead piece, you still feel like that's you?
Yes. I'm in the gym, and when I'm in the gym, it is all I care about and all I need to do. So I think bicep curls, squats, deadlifts, I follow conjugate method, so I'm a huge fan of all of the strength training that comes with that. I'm ready to open a gym because it's just – I can't really do what I want to do at the place I'm at right now.
Do you follow a program still?
Yeah, I do.
Cool.
Yeah.
Is that stressful?
No, it's necessary. It's one structure in my life that I have to have.
Cool.
There's times where I don't want a program, and I know that going into the gym.
Yeah.
Like maybe I had too many meetings and too much structure that day. If that's the case, then I just want to move my body. But if I don't have structure that day and it's just me making things happen, I'm creating, I'm like, how do I design this and how do I make this? If I'm in my head too creative, I come to the gym and I want something to be on paper.
It's interesting. I, at this point, it's really challenging me for me to be on any program just because it's like, oh no, now I have to hit a number.
Mm.
Well, that program was written well before my morning exploded. So if I could just show up, that would be awesome.
Yes, there's definitely days I shift.
Like
adjustments.
You have things going on. Like when you show up, it's like, God, if I could, maybe I'll just pick up a dumbbell today and see if that puts things in a better place.
Mm-hmm. 8 minute rule.
Yeah. 8 minutes. I like that actually. I'm gonna steal that.
Like you're gonna draw a tarot card one of these days. It's just gonna have a big 8 on it. You're gonna be like, what does it mean?
Maybe I already have.
Oh, I think it's inside this dog one. are you when you coach online, Are you doing any personal programming for people?
Yeah, so I have like 8 programs right now, Busy Bee, Burn, and Build. So some are very specific for the MPAC. Yeah. And so 6-week strength training programs on the go. Burn is more of my hypertrophy-based program that keeps cardio and endurance higher. Yeah. And Build is my strength program, which follows the conjugate method. Yeah. So me and my gym he's my head coach at my gym, will be the head coach at my gym when it happens, is really awesome at integrating just rehab technique and also strength training in a way that even I forget about, like, oh yeah, lateral moves. Forgot to do that because CrossFit does one thing, you know. So it's been really good to have him with the programming. So I have different eyes. And then I can incorporate. I've been taking from, like, MSU has a really awesome experimental Olympic lifting program. So I've been following that. So Olympic lifting, I find other people's programs. But for the program that, like, I know exactly what I need to work on. And it's usually 3 times pulling and 1 time pushing. Yeah. So it's just trying to find a balance of.
There's a lot of health in that too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Backside.
Mm-hmm.
Have you combined weightlifting with conjugate, and like, and if so, how do you do that?
Yeah, and it's hard because you have to be smart of not pushing it too much because the max effort upper body, lower body, dynamic effort upper lower. If I put too much in between those days, my max is horrible. So I really think that I try to do it on the days of the max effort upper and max effort lower. And then if I am not recovered the next day, then I move on. So I'm always like, okay, well, I did too many snatches yesterday. But if I had to pick and choose, like if I want to just lift something, I don't ever just lift, go to deadlifts. I'm always going to err to Olympic lifting. That's always kind of my go-to. And I think it's the opposite for most people because they don't have to think about it. But I just love, I have a couple meets that I'm signing up for this end of this year. And I just think Olympic lifting has changed my life. Like, I never thought I would love it. And I'm forever grateful to CrossFit for introducing me to it.
Because it looks good.
It's just the best.
It's great.
It is. You can't perfect it.
Yeah,
I'm obsessed with the fact that it's going to be different every single lift.
Yeah.
Olympic lifting is like, even now, I just am at a point where I feel like I can do it. And then I'll like watch the video and I'm like, man, we still have a long way to go. And you're, 8, 9, 10 years into it. And it's like, stuff's never going to get better.
Ever.
Just always on this fun journey.
Yeah.
Where you're lifting at a gym right now, though, that, like, you can't really do this Olympic lifting.
You can't drop things. So it's a guy,
which is really safe. really safe. Let's lower one rep max to our shoulders. That's really smart.
I know. So it's interesting because it's a guy's bar. It's at a general Colorado athletic club. Yeah. They're great. I mean, they have a sauna and they have 3 platforms that I fight for every day.
One stop shop.
Yeah. So it's been great to fill in this transition stage until the gym opens. But what's interesting is not having chalk, not having a guy's bar, and then also having people just stare at you like you're a nut job have put you, it's like a challenge that I actually appreciate in a way that I think it's actually helping me improve in ways that I wouldn't if I was just on my own with chalk, with a female bar. Like, all the distractions are gone.
Yeah.
I don't have to focus quite as much.
And when you create your own gym, I think that one of the things that really drew me to CrossFit was like, when I opened my gym, I was like, I need to create a space where I can train the way that I want to train. Like, being in a 24-hour fitness, I could probably go and do muscle-ups, or I could go and do whatever I needed to do, but why does that guy have to stare at me like I'm a Looney Tune? Get him out of here. He's messing with my game. He's staring at me.
And can we talk?
I just want to work hard. Get away from me.
And the headphone thing.
Yeah.
The headphones are an issue because you can't Olympic lift with headphones, and then the music is horrible.
Yeah. Right. So now, you really
focus
can't.
Is off.
When you catch a front squat and you have the like iPhone thing and it cuts the music out, you're like,
right.
I needed that. I needed that.
I know.
But now when you. So now that this CrossFit thing has become a little bit more mainstream and everybody understands a little bit of Olympic lifting, imagine if you're like in a 24-hour fitness and you like start doing some like primal flow movement pieces, and now like you're crawling. What are you doing over there? So it's super cool when you go to build your own gym to be able to have these pieces in there where people can like explore movement, explore what's interesting to them. I always just think, I'm like, man, if I was to redo this gym thing, it would look so radically different from 6-7 years ago, because all that stuff's really interesting, and giving people a home to just express themselves is really like kind of at the heart of owning a gym. Like, come in here and like, let's give you a home where you can be the best you.
Yeah.
Do you ever go over to Awaken Gymnastics in Denver?
Oh, man, it's been on my list for a minute. That far from my house. It looks amazing. Yeah. I'm one of those people, though, that I have a hard time picking excess hobbies. Like, I started jiu-jitsu. If I do not give this much time to jiu-jitsu, I had to quit it. I couldn't because I'm an obsessive personality. So if I go, I know Awaken Gymnastics is going to awaken the gymnastic person in me, and I'm going to want to master it in some way. So I have just like picked and chosen my hobbies for this year because I can't
do it all.
I can't do it all. And I just get frustrated if I can't do it all. So I'm not a dabbler. I can't just go to one class. Yeah. I have to go to all the classes and become more perfect at it. I'm just a nut job like that, but it's on the list.
Does that mean you're backing off of jiu-jitsu then? Did you scratch that one?
Yes, I had to because I did it to train for one of the MTV shows that I did, and it was great, but when I came back, I was like, I can't commit to this because I would want to compete. Like, this is all or nothing. So I pick Olympic weightlifting or I pick jiu-jitsu. I can't figure out a way to do both, so I figured out. For me, it's Olympic weightlifting this year.
So glad you mentioned the MTV thing. Do you just smash people on that show? Like,
yeah.
I feel like so. Anytime a competition comes up, I just always kind of assume, like, if I'm 1% more aggressive and care 1% more than everyone else in the room, there's a really good chance you're going to be at the top. Mm-hmm. But you've trained that intensity so much, and then all of a sudden you show up and, like, it's like, game time, let's go.
Yeah.
No one else is in that headspace of like, no. Wherever you're at, I guarantee you I can one-up just a little bit. I'm here to play just a little bit more than you are.
You said that really well. I appreciate that. So
you have to monitor it because you don't want to be like 3 degrees higher.
Just a little bit.
Because all of a sudden now you're an asshole.
Yep.
That's a fine line.
Slightly. I just want you to know when we look at each other, I'm going to kick your ass. But I'm going to be friendly about it in the interview after.
I'll give you a butt slap afterwards.
Right? We'll be friends.
That's a good job.
Cool. Go get a drink after. Just know I'm the alpha here.
Yep. It's.
How often are you still doing that?
So I did the last one because it was a charity challenge. So I was able to raise money for Girls Inc. So those are the only ones I'll do if I do another one is these little charity spinoffs that they have. Which is good because you can still have your laptop and your phone. But if you don't do the spin-offs, you really disappear for 2 months. And it's just not a
realistic. You must have the time to do that, right?
I know, yeah. Sometimes you want that, but it's not going to happen anytime soon.
That's a fun little adventure, though. Like, though, I feel like those challenges have – okay, I'm about to talk about MTV. Here we go. I have spent a few Sunday afternoons with a hangover watching these shows, like – an extreme amount of them in college. But I love them because as you watch them, the training of the people has actually gotten better. Mm-hmm. And someone that loves strength and conditioning, when I see the level of athleticism on those shows, and then all of a sudden there's a couple people, I don't want to say their names because then it's too much of my dorkiness, but you can see the people that start training, mm-hmm. and then CrossFit showed up, and then you really started seeing some people that showed up in good shape. How many people on those shows, because that's like your real competition, mm-hmm. now you're not doing the CrossFit thing, mm-hmm. How many people are actually training like behind the scenes in a really way? Like it's their professional thing, like, oh, I got to go on the challenge and try and win 50 grand or
they
whatever
definitely
it
do it. What's ironic is they actually start training more when they're there. So they're like, oh, now I got to get my shit
you've already
together.
Beat them then.
Yeah, so
you've already
good.
Beat them.
Yeah, there's only
you
a couple
go,
people.
Yeah, you should totally go and be like, oh, this is really good. Like, really poor squats, mm-hmm. jack their knees up.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. No, this is great. I'm a professional.
Way. No, like, I love it because I get a show. You know, it's a lot of them, especially the females, they really haven't been exposed to any sort of strength training. And so
it's not fair.
I know. It's good because one, I got to teach him about it, and then I'm like, "Well, this is why because you'll be better at these challenges if you do this."
If you show up, I'm still gonna.
But
kick
I'm still 1%. I love it.
So I'm actually super out of the loop. I don't even know what these challenges are.
What are you
even doing?
I love
Doug
you so
Larson,
much.
How in the world did you get through college?
I've never sat and watched MTV
you
for a whole day.
I appreciate that so much.
Right? Yeah.
So what happened, and honestly, I hadn't seen Real World before I got on it. So I like binge watched right before. So it's Real World, which is like the first reality TV show. Right. And then they take members from that show. Now they have all types of members, and you do like a survivor type show, so you compete, so you try to figure out who is the best of the best, but it's strategy. It's like Big Brother meets Survivor.
Yeah, okay,
that's kind of what it is.
It's a really good way when you're trying not to do any homework in college to polish off an entire afternoon of just nothing positive going into your brain but being wildly entertained.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
What was the real key to doing that? Like, was it? It certainly isn't all physical. There's a huge psychological component to it, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm.
But tell me about that. Like, what was your strategy? What worked? What didn't work?
Well, for me, honestly, this is so long ago. So this is like nine years ago when I was on the first Real World, and I just needed to get the fuck out of Missouri. So I like had I had nowhere to go. I was stuck in Missouri on a path of being a veterinarian, which I was realizing that that was the last thing I wanted to do for the rest of my life. But I had wanted to be that since I was three. So I was like, what do I do with my life? So I was like in a really dark place. So when they offered to do that, it was kind of just a way for me to get out of Missouri, which turned into a way for me to start seeing the country and or actually start seeing the world. So we went to Prague and Iceland and Dominican Republic. And we've been, I think Thailand was the last one that I did. So it's just, it was fun because it was unique. And then it also triggered a competitive side of me that I didn't know I had. Like, I thought I was competitive, but I didn't realize how, like, I'm like do or die. I mean, what you said is so real. Like, the competitiveness that it triggered in me, I became very addicted to. So that's actually how I got into CrossFit competing, because it felt very similar to competing 3-2-1. I'm about to wrestle you. And the winner stays and the loser goes home. Like, those situations that I became really drawn to because I just wanted to know, really, what am I capable of? I had never tested myself enough in different ways. Like, I don't know what my body can do. I've never been a collegiate athlete. I never was an elite athlete, but I am an athlete and I want to see what I'm capable of. And this makes me so nervous. Like, I still get, my heart rate starts increasing thinking about it, because it's like you just have this moment of like you black out and you just got to go. And those types of moments, whether you're competing in CrossFit or whether you're on a challenge, I had to see what I could do, what Emily showed up. And I just love that. Honestly, I didn't have any strategy. I'm like the nice one on the show, so I just kind of would be like, "Yeah, let's wrestle."
The nice one that's 1% more aggressive than everyone else.
Yeah.
How much of this stuff kind of, like, you have a gym, you've got this impact business, you just launched another Kickstarter, you probably have 19 other things going on that I'm just not aware of right now, and tarot cards that people can find and feel good about their life, and all kinds of beautiful things. Sage in your purse or what?
Palo Santo.
I have a really good friend named Paula Santos. So every time I'm like, who? She's in there?
She's probably got good energy.
A lot of the stuff, when you find your competitiveness, does that transfer over into your business world? Mm-hmm. And like, how do you manage all of the things that are going on in your life right now?
Well, it was a good mental shift for me to say, okay, I'm stopping this competing in CrossFit, which I never was a great cross. I mean, I was decent. I could win areas.
You won regionals. Yeah, you were good.
No. In my local competitions. Yeah. But I never, and I would do, it just was an interesting combo because I was like, I'm never going to be satisfied with my level of CrossFit because I'm not going to train
what
that hard.
What were you doing this?
When did I start? I guess it was 2014, 15, 16.
Oh, you, yeah.
13,
was already,
14. Yeah, it was when already, regional switched from, so I like missed it by a year, I think. So it was just a really interesting process of me like, okay, I'm trying to do it all. It was when I launched the MPAC on Kickstarter, the first Kickstarter in 2016. And then really just saying, okay, how do I channel this competitiveness? Because all I know is how to physically be competitive. And so I just decided, well, what can I do with these businesses? And I love creating, and I love creating product, which I didn't have the chance to do with online training. Yes, you can create meal plans and videos and content, but it was like a consumer packaged good, like tea versus a workout was like an addiction to me. So how can I be the best in the tea business? How can I be the best in functional movement on the go? You know, those kind of things is where I pushed it. And it was nice because I couldn't do both. I couldn't also be the best at the Kickstarter campaigns and at the social media that's needed to make a product do well and also train at the level that I was doing. And so I was like, this is dumb. I got to let go of this. And so I definitely transferred energy into that.
Awesome. What's the story behind the pack? Like, how'd you get into that?
Yeah, so I was actually watching the CrossFit Games, and I didn't have a way to work out. So I took a suitcase, and I stuffed it with everything I could and started squatting. And then I realized there needs to be a way for me to have a backpack or carry-on bag that turns into a weight training bag really quickly. So it uses water as weight. And so that was the first concept in 2016, launched on Kickstarter. We raised like $208,000. It was amazing, and it was kind of like the propelling of, this is me being a business owner. This is me being an entrepreneur. And it's just been wonderful to have all these, it's basically the world is your gym kind of concept. Like, work out where you can, where you are, barefoot in the grass, get out of the gym. That was a huge piece of healing from adrenals, is just being in the sunshine and caring less about the weight on the bar and more about my movement in nature. And that was really healing for me. And then it turned into, okay, I own a backpack company. So I have a patent pending on the straps, and so it's a really unique concept of take the straps off when you want it to be a workout bag, or keep the straps on, use it as a rucksack, or just use it as your go-to backpack. So we launched our second Kickstarter, which is, we have like 3 days left, and we were funded within 4 hours.
Damn.
So that's incredible. Yeah.
Look at you, savage.
1%.
1% cooler than everyone.
No. So it was good. So now it's fun because I actually have a company, not just a backpack. So
that's,
it's
awesome.
Really cool to have a, it's a hydration reservoir holder. So I can't, not Camelback because it's copyright. So it's a hydration reservoir holder. You can do trail running with it. It's like my Murph bag, like a weighted vest, but also just a nice hiking adventure pack.
And do you have a bunch of spinoffs kind of in the pipeline?
Yes, I have too many in the pipeline. but it's fun because at first it was, you know, I want to be a weight training bag. I want to be a fitness company. But now I'm like, I am a backpack nerd. Like, I want to make really good backpacks. And the X factor of, if you want, you can work out with it whenever you can. But if you can't, you have a really good backpack that's going to be with you with, for all your backpack
now
needs.
Now I feel bad about my backpack theory for that I told you about.
No, I was just curious about it. It's a good story. Don't feel bad.
Oh, yeah, T-shirts and backpacks.
Yeah.
You know what you do. People want you. They're going to find you.
Right.
They
want to
give you stuff.
Black on black.
What's going on with the second Kickstarter?
Yeah, so it's finished, I guess.
What's the difference between the first one and the second one? Just fundraising? Are you guys producing more bags?
Different product.
Gotcha.
So new product. Yep. So it's a smaller compact version. So this this bag holds 4 reservoirs if you want. I sell it with 2. This bag that I'm on, that's on Kickstarter right now, the Impact Nomad, is, it holds the hydration reservoir and 1 weighted reservoir. So you can use it just for like small single arm stuff, but also running. So it gets to at max capacity, 22 pounds versus 60 pounds on that one.
Awesome. One thing I do kind of want to come back to just a little bit is, like, your voice in the fitness industry has, I mean, you have a really cool platform that you've created. Who are the majority of your clients, and what are their goals in working with you?
Well, that's a good question. I think my favorite thing to hear is when people come to me and say, I just want to be strong. I feel like I did a good job, you know, and if, when I hear that, I'm like, yes, I'm doing it right. Cause you never know. You put content out there and you're just like, this is me.
You hope
someone's looking at it. Yeah. But to have the shift when I first started, and especially doing the women's health stuff that I did, it was like, how do I get skinny? How do I get abs? How do I cut my belly fat? And then it's shifting to, how do I just be strong? How do I feel good in my body? And how do I, you know, have a, like, that confidence that you have, and it is strength training that does that. So that's the clientele that I want to attract, because I care so much more about how they feel, how they sleep, their energy every day, and their perception of themselves. I mean, I just want everyone to look in the mirror and just fucking love what they see. It took me a long time to get to that point, and it's always a journey. It's never like an end all be all. Some days are good, some days are bad, but to really have that moment of, oh my God, I'm a badass. Like, everyone should experience that.
Yeah.
And so it takes a long time, but that's the clientele that I feel like I've been lucky enough to have.
How do you feel about this little voice? Not even little, it's a large voice. But what comes with kind of the personal growth and building not just these products, but the brand, and kind of becoming a really cool face of women's fitness?
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. It's like,
I'm a fan. Yeah. I'm not female. I just want to hang out with you.
I think it's interesting because, you know, instead of you, I've just been myself. You know, this is me, and these are the things I produce. But at the end of the day, I have become a brand. So it's interesting to always navigate this identity with brand and growth, and not see the growth of my business or lack of growth of my business as something that's a personal fault. And so monitoring that is always a very tough battle of, like, I have to put myself out there more for my business, and then being like, but if it doesn't do well, then I am the person that's,
so many cool things.
Go for it.
When you change, what happens to the brand? Because
I've gone through a lot of this process, and in owning a gym and it being called CrossFit PB, and it has to be so CrossFit-y, and then all of a sudden breaking up with that, or like that brand is no longer represents what's going on, and you've gone through so many of these transitions yourself. So what happens to the brand when you become more meathead or more hippie? What are some of those middle principles that you're guiding people through?
Well, I think the process of the transition is the most important piece. So the reason I've never felt like stuck in that situation, and I think maybe advice for anybody that might see or foresee that happening to them or that transition happening, is talking them through each step that got you to that point. So when you feel like, oh, I feel stuck, maybe it's the CrossFit thing, right? So like, I'm a CrossFit gym, but I also just want to do some effing bicep curls.
Right.
Then I show them like, why am I doing bicep curls? I feel like a badass. My muscles look great. And it's okay to want to care about what your body looks like and not perform like. And so just talking them through that, I think, and being really organic. And you know, with my biggest thing with social media is that sometimes people use it as a way to validate who they are. So they show their weakest moments and pretend like it's them getting through it, but it's really them looking at validation through the crowd that they have. I think it happens with influencers all the time. I don't know if that makes sense. So I think the biggest thing is, once, if you are trying to share something, just make sure you're in a good place. You've already gotten through that journey. You already know where you're going. And then that piece is going to resonate with your followers way more than something that's like, oh, I should post about self-love, or I should post about XYZ. Just don't do it, because people will see right through it.
Yeah.
And I think the best part about you is that your internal success totally shows with all your external success, which a lot of times from women, you know, we see all these external things, but people that we're looking at are pretending that their internal is all set and ready to go. But you totally are on that platform where I, looking at you, believe that your internal success helps.
Just give me goosebumps.
Right. So, of course. And so, you know, as being a female, seeing that, I believe in, like, believe in you as a person in your internal, because I know that's what's producing everything externally. So that's really cool to see.
Damn. Thanks.
Right? Where can people find you? And all these cool things that you have going on.
I know. So emilyschramm.com is probably
the best.
That's
the hub.
That's the hub. Although I don't have my tea company on there. So teas, tarot cards, herbalelement.com.
Get them on there, girl.
I know. I need to get them on there. Shit. But that's where you can see the MPAC. That's where you can see. I have a body awareness project on skin for people that struggle with acne. I have a... Yeah, I have a lot of.
Do you like just have an idea and say something cool? And you're like, I need a patch.
Yep.
I love it.
Yep. Do you?
The world is my gym. I didn't even
know
like these
that?
Were laying right
yeah,
here.
Yeah, I got them for you.
Colton, you can
awesome.
Put this over. You can patch that shirt up you have on with this thing now.
Cover that nipple.
Cover that nip, bro.
And the last thing, like, for any entrepreneur, anybody that's creative or has ideas in their head, it just gets better when you trust yourself. Mm. I mean, the way I eat, the supplements I take, if you just go with it, I mean, the ball will never stop rolling.
Right. I think people really struggle with that trusting themselves thing. And I think if more people just jumped, said something will happen on the other side if I just take this first step. And then that first step, usually someone's going to catch you. Mm-hmm. It's scary as shit. But if people just started to practice taking that leap a little bit at a time, they're going to find that they trust themselves. They're able to do it more often.
You got to build the plane while you're flying it.
Right?
Yeah. Jump and have the parachute in your back pocket.
Yeah. EmilyShramm.com.
EmilyShramm.com.
At EmilyShramm on all the things.
Mm-hmm.
Viv.
Viviana
Tell
Smith.
Us about you.
Find me, alohapokeco.com, or Viviana Smith on Instagram.
Doug Larson.
Viv has like 15 restaurants she's putting together right now.
Literally.
How you have time
you
to be on
poke?
This show right now
yeah.
is...
She owns 15
I will never understand.
I love poke.
And she's gangster. Cool. And everything you were just saying is probably her life about sleeping
100%.
3 hours, working out too hard, being too athletic, all the good things.
We'd be friends.
Right.
Yeah, definitely.
We are
this
now
wasn't
friends.
Like
you
a,
just bonded
we're
going
to put you two right here.
We're very, very, very similar. This is too much.
It was great to meet you.
Great to meet you as well.
Doug Larson.
I have 3 kids and 2 companies, and I'm like, man, Viv is really busy. I got nothing going on. I just, like, have nothing to do over here.
Yeah.
You can find me on Instagram at Douglas E. Larson and everything Barbell Shrugged and Shrugged Collective.
Yeah. Make sure you follow Mr. Fitzbico behind the camera over here. We're going to post a picture of that shirt he has on. He's been torturing me with for the last 3 days. You look like you're 9. You can find me at Anders Varner. Make sure you get into the Shrug Collective. 5 shows a week coming out. Make sure you like, subscribe. Find us on iTunes. Find us on YouTube. Coolest conversations of all of strength and conditioning. Most importantly, we're going to be here every Wednesday in your ear on the way to work. Come and hang out with us. We'll see you next week.
Shrug fam, hope you guys enjoyed the show. Emily Schramm, what a gangster. Go visit her Platform Strength in downtown Denver. That's her brand new gym. And I'll bet she'll even let you read a tarot card with her. I can't remember what mine was, but man, tarot cards in the middle of podcasting. You can't go wrong. I want to thank our friends over to Organifi. Make sure you get over to Organifi.com/shrugged. Save 20% store-wide using coupon code SHRUGGED. For Sigmatic, all the delicious functional mushrooms and all the delicious magical elixirs. ForSigmatic.com/shrugged. Save 15% store-wide. FORSIGMATIC.com/shrugged. 15% store-wide. Vuori Clothing. VUORI. Clothing. I'll spell it. CLOTHING.com. Use coupon code SHRUGGED to save 25% store-wide. And Omega-3 fish oils. Ultra pure, tryomax.com/shrugged. You're going to get a free 14 days full or free box of fish oil pills. We're going to see you guys on Saturday. Let's get after it.